Ezekiel chapter 36 in your Bibles this evening. Ezekiel chapter 36. John Wesley said this, God does nothing but an answer to prayer. He said that to bring about a response to the importance of prayer in our life. Certainly, prayer is a very important part of the Christian life. Here's how important it is. Prayer is the agent that God has appointed for putting into effect His promises. I want to say that again because I believe that, and that's what this lesson is all about. Prayer is the agent that God has appointed for putting into effect His promises. There's over 15,000 promises in this Bible, and it's prayer or our speaking with God that puts them into effect. It's just a marvelous, marvelous thought. Look at Ezekiel chapter 36 and look at verse 37. That's what this verse says. Thus saith the Lord, I will for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel. That's prayer on Israel's part. To do it for them, I will increase them with men like a flock. We must turn God's promises into prayers, and then they will be turned into reality in our life. God's promises will remain inoperative until you turn them into prayers, until you take the promises of God, you pray, and they will become operative in your life. It's not my purpose tonight to argue the reasonableness of it all, but to accentuate it and challenge us to do it. The reason we meet tonight is to pray. That's what Wednesday night, ever since I've been a kid, ever since Ed has gone to church all his life, Wednesday night was prayer meeting. And we will continue with that. And that's why I wanted us to take a look at the importance of prayer in this respect tonight. The relationship between promise and prayer is one of the primal laws of the spiritual world. Christ taught His disciples. They asked, Lord, teach us to pray. And He said, pray like this, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay? I want us just to look at two things tonight. First of all, the illustration of this truth. First of all, from the life of David, 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7. Let's take time right now, and we don't always do this, but when I'm driving, when I hear a siren or other things, I always pray and just ask God to help. Father, we do. I don't know what this siren is all about at all. But first of all, I ask that You protect the police officer or the first responder, whoever is involved in this, that You might protect them. And that, dear Father, if there's an accident, that You might superintend that and take care of the dear people. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Samuel chapter 7. And first of all, let's read verses 16 and 17. Second Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. And thy house and thine kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. This was a promise from God, from Nathan to David. What's David's response to that? Look at verse 18. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? The promise of God inspired the prayer of David. God said, here's what I'm going to do. Here's my promise. And then David, he sat down and he talked to God about it. And God heard and answered. That became a reality in his life. Alrighty. What about from the life of Elijah? 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. And look at verse 1. It came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Okay. God said, here's my promise. It's been 3.5 years. It hadn't rained on the face of this earth during that time. God said, now it's going to happen. Look at verse 41 in this chapter. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. It hadn't started raining yet, but he said, There is a sound. It was kind of like about 4:15 this morning. You heard the sound of abundance of rain coming with the thunder, okay? So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and he put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, Go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There's nothing. And he said, Go again 7 times. And it came to pass, at the 7th time that he said, Behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds, the wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. How do we know that he was praying? James chapter 5. Go with me there, please. James chapter 5. And look at verse 17 and 18. The Bible says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Do you see the connection now between promises and prayer? One more. From the life of Hezekiah. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah chapter 37. And let's begin reading in verse 5. So the servants of Hezekiah, of King Hezekiah, came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall ye say unto your master, Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard, wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. That's the promise. Watch the prayer. Let's go to verse 15 of this chapter. Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 15. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwelleth between the cherubims, that art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries. They have cast their gods into the fire, and they were no gods, but the work of man's hands, of wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. There was the promise, and then Hezekiah prayed. Where's the fulfillment? Verse 21. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz said unto Hezekiah, saying, or sent unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Wherefore thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria? What was the result of that? Look at verse 36. Then the angel of the Lord, one angel, went forth and smote in the camp of the Syrians 185,000 soldiers. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. God said, this is what I'm going to do. Hezekiah prayed, and the fulfillment came. Ladies and gentlemen, it will be the same for us. God is no respecter of persons. One last one. This is Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. And look at verse 20. Next to the last verse in your Bible. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. That's the promise. Amen. Here's the prayer. Even so come, Lord Jesus. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. That will have its fulfillment in God's time. Okay? Prayer is nothing more than breathing out what the Spirit of God hath breathed in to us. John 3:16 says this, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The way to put that in, that salvation verse into operation is to pray. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's for major decisions. That's for prayer. That's for knocking on doors. And then Philippians 4:19 says, But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I heard this many, many years ago, and it always made a great deal of sense to me. God feeds the sparrow, but he doesn't put the food in the nest. Sparrow's got to do something. He's got to get out. He's got to do his part. God will always take care of that sparrow, but the sparrow has to do his part. You've got to do your part in the plan of God. Let me tell you something about this building here. We were meeting over there, and we worked hard, and we filled that. We were having about 80 people in that little building over there on Sunday mornings, and God put it into our heart to build this building. And we went to the Lord in prayer, and we prayed. And I'll tell you what, this is the result of God's faithfulness to his word when he says, when there is a need, I will supply that need. And we prayed, and this is the result of our prayer. This is the performance of the prayers when we were over there and we would pray. And then when we just got enough walls up in here, we had a table set up here. There wasn't any carpet on the floor. We just came in and we took turns and we read through the New Testament of the Bible. And we prayed. And this is the result. This is the performance of what God put into our heart and said, if you will pray, I will do my part. Two doctrines that are not at odds with one another. One is the sovereignty of God. That's the promises of what we're talking about tonight. And the responsibility of man. That's the prayers that we're talking about tonight. You get the sovereignty of God and you get the responsibility of man. And it is amazing what God can do. So let me ask you this. What happens if you don't pray? Esther chapter 4. Little book of Esther. Esther chapter 4. And look at verse 14. Esther chapter 4 and verse 14. For if thou altogether, this is being directed towards Esther, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, if you don't act upon the promises of God, Then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? The Jewish people, it's already been prophesied, they're never going to pass off the sea. And there's a situation going on where an individual is trying to take the life of all the Jewish people. And Mordecai, who is Esther's uncle, said, you need to pray. And you need to act upon that prayer. And if you don't do it, God's going to deliver us by another way. But it's not going to be through you. If we don't do it, it won't get done. But the promises of God are steadfast and sure. We need to pray and trust God to honor our prayers. Father, thank you. for the wonderful privilege of prayer. Thank you for the dynamic, the promises, the 15,000 promises that you have given to us. And if we will believe that and pray, you will do your part. So, Father, help us to take you seriously and to pray like we have never prayed before because of what's going on in this old world. We thank you for allowing us to be here this evening. We thank you for this house, dear Father, that you built. In Jesus' name, amen. All righty, prayer request.